Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 30th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: earnings deluge and virus fears, GDP Fed stays steady, and next FANG to report. Leading today's news: coronavirus fears and another 2.6% plunge from the Hang Seng Index have overshadowed upbeat earnings from Tesla and Microsoft, as U.S. stock index futures point to opening declines of 0.7% at the open. Meanwhile, 10-year Treasury yield fell to its lowest level since early October, slipping below 1.56%, while crude futures declined 1.7% to $52.41 per barrel. More than 7,700 people have now been infected by the outbreak, with at least 170 dead, while WHO officials announced the spread of the virus outside of China is of grave concern. The outbreak could cause China's real GDP growth to shrink below 4% to the 6% pace in the fourth quarter, with worse impact than SARS in 2003, according to Nomura economists led by Liu Ting. In other news, economists expect U.S. fourth quarter growth to be about the same as the third quarter, at 2.1%, reflecting softer spending and a surprise widening in the trade gap in December. The figure comes after the Fed's meeting on Wednesday provided little new insight into policy, but did make it clear that it sees a more moderate consumer, which should show up in a weaker consumption number for the GDP. All 10 members of the central bank's rate-setting committee voted to hold the benchmark federal funds rate in a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. Amazon's investment in one-day delivery may cut into profits when the U.S. e-commerce giant reports earnings this afternoon, though things may turn around after customers shopped at record levels during the holidays. Rising costs have weighed on Amazon's share price of late, with the stock only up 17% over the past 12 months, versus trailing the S&P 500 and other mega-cap tech names. Investors will also be focusing on cloud unit AWS, Amazon's biggest source of profit. Revenue from Microsoft's commercial cloud unit Azure soared 62% in Q4, pushing up shares 4% after hours amid a pitched battle with Amazon's Azure cloud unit. Continuing a meteoric rise, Tesla shares advanced 12% after hours as the EV maker blasted past earnings estimates and said it would comfortably deliver more than 500,000 cars in 2020. Things were not as rosy at Facebook, which fell 7% after hours. The social network giant topped bottom and top line forecasts, though was its smallest ever quarterly earnings beat, slowing growth amid an increase in expenses. L Brands shares soared nearly 13% on Wednesday on reports that CEO Leslie Wexner was discussing plans to step aside from the company he has led since 1963. Deliberations were also said to include the unloading of the Victoria's Secret in a full or partial sale to PE firm Sycamore Partners. Wexner, 82 years old, built Abercrombie & Fitch, the Limited and Victoria's Secret International chain over his career, and is the longest-serving CEO of an S&P 500 company. L Brands shares soared nearly 13% on Wednesday on reports that CEO Leslie Wexner was discussing plans to step aside from the company he has led since 1963. The deliberations are also said to include the unloading of Victoria's Secret in a full or partial sale to PE firm Sycamore Partners. Wexner, 82 years old, built Abercrombie & Fitch, the Limited, and Victoria's Secret International chains over his career, and is the longest-serving CEO of an S&P 500 company. Following in the footsteps of Amazon, which recently eked a deal for 100,000 electric vehicles from Rivian, UPS has placed an order for 10,000 electric vans, with an option for 10,000 more from UK-based Arrival. The contract, worth hundreds of millions of euros, will also see UPS take a minority stake in the startup. Besides joining the EV revolution, UPS has driverless dreams. A six-month test will begin with Alphabet's Waymo next month, using the latter's autonomous Chrysler Pacifica minivans to shuttle packages from Phoenix UPS stores to a nearby sorting center. Looking to break away from the tech platforms that dominate digital media, News Corp has unveiled an online news aggregation service called News. The idea, which won't be relegated in the rankings, is to help publishers claw back some of the control and ad dollars they've lost to Google and Facebook. The site includes content from more than 400 large and small publishers in the U.S. and worldwide, from the Washington Post and Fox News to Daily Kos and the Washington Examiner. A European Commission proposal seen by Reuters reveals an upcoming plan to create a single EU market for data, aimed at challenging the dominance of Facebook, Google, and Amazon. Currently, a small number of big tech firms hold a large part of the world's data. This is a major weakness for data-driven businesses to emerge, grow, and innovate today, including in Europe, but huge opportunities lie ahead, according to the paper. New rules to achieve the goal would cover cross-border data use, data interoperability, and standards related to manufacturing, climate change, healthcare, financial services, and energy. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the green, with crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.